If he said there was a couple of engineers following him up, I imagine it was Parks and I. But the next morning, we found this old, I saw the old general laying out in the road, of course, and right past that was a farmhouse, which a lot of our guys were in there. There was Colstead, Katona, Whitey Thomas, and Parks, myself. I don't know, it was about 7 or 8 of us. Now, we tried to find the equipment bundles, which had all of this explosive business in it. We couldn't find them. I've always been kind of believed that the pilot never pulled the pin on that thing. When he dropped us, he took the bundles back to England, or to save face, dropped them out in the English Channel someplace. But we never could find our equipment bundles. Those equipment bundles, basically we had mines, a lot of explosives to blow that bridge we were supposed to go to, which I never did see, and it just seemed like it was one big confused mess. So anyway, at some given point there, an officer, and I think he was a major in the 508, I don't even know his name or anything, he decided that we were going for the bridge. Now, we didn't have any explosives to blow it with, but we were going there anyway. So halfway up, we got about a mile up the road, and we ran into the point elements of this German armored column that was coming down the road. So they put up a pretty good amount of firepower there, which it ended up splitting our group. Now, some of our group ended up with the 508 all the way through. Some of us got on the other side. It was Parks, Katona, Colstead, a few of these guys. We stayed on the main road, and we went for the bridge. We knew the Murderette River was to our rear. When we got to the Murderette River, the 507 was coming across. We reported to this colonel that there was a German armored column about a mile back of us. And I said, you better be careful over there. And he says, we can take care of anything, blah, 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 blah. I said, yeah, I said to myself, this is not jump school. So anyway, we got on across the river, which the 508 was there too. After spending a little bit around them, we decided to head for St. Mary Glees. And we went all the way down the road through, past this Lafayette farm area, got all the way into St. Mary Glees and never saw an enemy. When we got to St. Mary Glees, it was very quiet. Everybody was kind of eating a K-ration and not paying too much attention. The next day is when the big battle started. That was the second day. Now, all of us went through that thing. My buddy Parks got wounded in the knee. I don't know what happened to Katona. I mean, things really got in bad shape there for a while. And it ended up that Pop Colstead and myself ended up with the 505. And we were on security with the 2nd Battalion headquarters the night after the battle. Now, the next day we took off